Hi, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, May the 12th, 2025. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Deontay Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele. Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum. 4 of 5 council members are present, so we can proceed with our meeting. The next item is the invocation. I see Pastor Matthew Rose here. I'll ask that he lead us in an invocation, and everyone please remain standing for the pledge.
Father God, we come before you today. Lord, we thank you for this glorious day you've given us. We thank you for just another day of life, Father. We ask that you would just pour out your spirit over this meeting, Lord. We pray for guidance for those who make decisions for our town, Lord. We pray that you would just help them and guide them, Lord, to help us to move in a better direction, Father. We pray that you would just continue to bless and just be with all those that come out today, God, and just may this be conducted in decency, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Before we begin, I would like to make sure everyone's aware that there are copies of tonight's agenda at the podium. If anyone would like those before we get started with the meeting, we do have copies of the agenda there. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting if needed. Do we have anyone for public expression tonight?
Jennifer Matheson, and I live on Hanley Street. What I've come before was just for follow-up on the previous 2 or 3 times that I've mentioned about the walkway heading towards from the bottom of Schoolhouse Hill towards the bottom of Wise Mountain as far as being a safety issue.
Okay. Anything else?
I was thought there was going to be some follow-up.
We have an item on the agenda for response to public expression. Right now it's just you speaking to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Greg Powers, live on 721 Lindcrest Drive, Southeast. We're about 8 hours outside town limits, but we live here, put tax money here. Our issue is Kaiser that goes up to us, and it's in horrible shape right now. As the hill goes up through us, there's probably 6-inch potholes that you have to get over about off the road there. We've already had to pay $265 for one tire. And as you go up beside Betty's, I think she works for you all, it's bad there. And as you get on Lindcrest, which is the town part of Lindcrest, there's 2 large potholes. But we're just asking for a little help out there, maybe some pothole mix or some pavement or something there. It's in bad shape. Get a chance to drive it through and see what we're going through.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for public expression? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is the response to public expression from our previous meeting. I do know, Ms. Matheson, that Ms. Steele was working on the answer to your question in regards to the sidewalk with VDOT, and she's not present tonight, so she's not gave me any information if she's gotten any. So, unfortunately, you'll have to wait until she returns at the next meeting for a response in regards to the sidewalks. Other than that, there were no other responses that needed to be given. The next is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to add one.
Okay.
Just the for old business and group at Town Hall.
Okay, I move that we add under old business A, Town Hall roof. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second to add under old business A, Town Hall roof. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I'd also like to add under old business B and ask that this just be a continuous item until we're through a budget review. And I need a second.
Second.
Motion and a second to add under old business B, budget review. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's been added to the agenda. Are there any other additions or deletions for tonight? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We have an agenda. The first two items on the agenda will be resolutions. The first one recognizing Eastside's 11th One Act team for their state championship, and the second one will be forensics. What we'll do is we will read both of these and vote on both of these and then ask. I think it's the same kids pretty much. So we'll get everybody to come up for one big picture with both resolutions. Okay, so the first one is the resolution recognizing the 11-time state champion, Eastside One Act. That's resolution number 2025-008. Be it unanimously resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn, Virginia on May the 12th, 2025 as follows. Whereas the Eastside High School One Act Play participants have achieved an outstanding accomplishment by earning the title of state champion in the One Act Play 1-8 state competition. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes to extend congratulations to Eastside High School and its participants for winning the state championship in the One Act Play state competition. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn acknowledges the outstanding performance of the Eastside High School One Act Play participants and is proud of the fine manner in which they represented their school, the area, and the Town of Coburn. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes continued success for the Eastside High School One Act Play participants and coaches. Be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that it wishes to recognize and congratulate the 11-time state champions who have won 11 consecutive state titles in the One Act Play state competition. Be it further resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes a copy of this resolution to be presented to the Eastside High School One Act Play participants and coaches, dated this 12th day of May 2025. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve this resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution recognizing the 11-time state champion Eastside One Act. Is there any discussion? I just want to say 11 times in a row is pretty impressive.
You're good.
Mrs. Sharp, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin Tanguini.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Lisa
Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries for that one. The next one will be resolution number 2025-009, Eastside High School Forensics 2025 1A State Champions, which they are back-to-back state champions. Be it unanimously resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn, Virginia on May the 12th, 2025 as follows. Whereas the Eastside High School Forensics team has achieved an outstanding accomplishment by earning the title of state champion in the 2025 Forensics 1A state competition. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes to extend congratulations to Eastside High School and its participants for winning the state championship in the Forensics state competition. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn acknowledges the outstanding performance of the Eastside High School Forensics Team participants and is proud of the fine manner in which they represented their school, the area, and the Town of Coburn. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn also wishes to recognize the outstanding accomplishments of the State Champion Forensics Team for repeating as state champions from 2024, making back-to-back state championships. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes continued success for the Eastside High School Forensics Team and coaches. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes to recognize the State Champion Forensics Team and acknowledge the outstanding work and commitment of its team members and coaches. Be it further resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Coburn wishes a copy of this resolution to be presented to the Eastside High School Forensics Team and coaches. Do I have a motion to accept this resolution?
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept this resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to accept resolution number 2025-009, recognizing Eastside High School back-to-back state forensics champion. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mrs. Sharp, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Holland.
Aye.
Devin Tonini.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele. Lacey Woodruff.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Congratulations.
We are small in number tonight, conflicts.
You and I.
That's okay. Okay, I got mine peeled off.
Yeah, you just stay right where you are.
I can come over there.
You all are more than welcome to stay and listen to all the fun, but if you would need to skedaddle, now would be the perfect time for you all to squeeze out. All right, the next item on the agenda will be reports, and the first report will be fire department, and I saw Chief Hawkins.
He's got a call.
Our monthly report for the fire department is listed in your council packet. Do we have any questions in regards to that we can relay to Chief Hawkins? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move along to reports. Police Department Chief Mullins.
Good evening, Mayor Council. I gave you a copy of our monthly call records.
Our call volume is stable. It's been pretty consistent the last couple months, but we are starting to see an increase with the weather starting to finally warm up. Some of the more notable things, we have, over the last week or so, we have had an increase in reports of bears in town. I've got Officer Gross attending a meeting with town manager tomorrow afternoon in Norton in reference to resources and most recent information regarding that. And so hopefully after that, we'll have some more information that we can put out that would be beneficial to our residents and the people in the area. Predominantly what we're seeing is they're coming for the trash and the dumpsters and the cans. And so they're hitting it anywhere where they can get an easy meal. But we've had several sightings over the last week and a half, and we've been able to respond and check those areas out. The bear's been gone by the time we got there, with the exception of one, and it was almost out of the area when we saw that one.
Well, one has been at my house, and I met with one this morning at the school. It was around the dumpster, so they are definitely
the one that
out
we
about.
Was at the dumpster up at the school. And so we were up there with the SROs from the sheriff's office. We done a circle around all three schools before they released that day to make sure it's safe for everybody to leave the building. Ethan is progressing well with the academy. He's got two more weeks of instruction time, and the last week is kind of close out preparation for the state board. So we're down to the last 3 weeks, but he's doing really well, and we're excited to get him through that. We did have a work order that was completed down at PD regarding electrical that had been outstanding for a little while. But we had the electrician come down. He was able to make some minor repairs, but he did say that he needed to look into some costs and recommendations for some other things. And as soon as I get back from that, more specifics, I'll get you back. I'll get you more information on those.
Okay.
But our call volume has been stable. We've had several training events, which have been beneficial to our department. And we've had some useful meetings for the area, one of which I'm not seeing John here yet, but I'll touch on that in reference to, I think it's on the item on the agenda, in reference to Spirit Trails. He was hoping to make it tonight. He said he'd try to let him know if he was not able to, but I'll touch base with that whenever that comes to that point. But pending any questions from the council.
All right, do we have questions for Chief Mullins? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next item is Town Manager Report. Mr. Williams.
I have a lot that's on the agenda to talk about those items. If anybody wishes to go to that meeting tomorrow to learn more about how about the bear situation, and get you the time for North tomorrow. I think everything else on the agenda is covered.
Okay, this is a you and Jeff question. Just the status of the lot across from the old Life Care building. Have we started cleaning that up and or looking?
It is. They have started cleaning it up, and it's quite a bit different now. The shade for it has been ordered, and it should be here between now and 15.
Like to cover the entire lot. That's been ordered. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, I think the rest is on the agenda like you shared, so we will move along to Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Tonight is that the repair water leak on Trent Street. We put a new sewer pump at Ford Town Road pump station. We got the fountain going back, the depot here. Antique lights got painted. We got the antique lights burning back, come in. We got the lot, like he was just saying, right there, we was working on it, getting it cleaned up. It's looking pretty good now. We jetted the sewer line on Dover Lane. We placed a 3/4-inch water line on Scarlet Lane, jetted the sewer line at Gas and Go. We jetted the sewer line on Central Street 501. We took down the two doors at the library. Going in, it's got the double doors. not the first set, but took the first, second set out because somebody's got to mess their hands or something. And did 180 work orders. And got the kiosk in there. I got the plexiglass and everything for it put in, but I ain't put the doors back on yet.
Are we planning on painting that before we put the doors on?
Yeah, Tim is on vacation this week. He won't be back till next week.
Uh-huh.
And then he said he'd go back with the painting, start back painting stuff.
Okay.
Because he said he had the rails to do. And he got the gazebos painted up there at the swimming pool. And Tim right there, he called me the other day, Friday, and said that he was in the hospital. That's why.
David.
Yeah, David.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Gotcha.
That's all about.
Okay, so the items that for the downtown area that still need to be completed are the kiosk, the clock, the painting of the clock.
They painted the clock.
Okay, what about the light poles in the farmer's market? Did they get to those?
He's going
to
get to them before
when he does the kiosk.
Yeah.
Okay, and the bottom of the lamp post, have we came up with a solution to cover where the wires are being exposed?
I was talking to Jimmy earlier about that we're going to get the receptacles and replace all of them like you wanted.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to do it ourselves. I don't think it'll be.
Right, okay. What about, like the plates that are on the actual lamp post that are missing?
I'm on the bottom right there. Yes. Jim right there, I took a plate up there to Jim. He's going to see if he can make
some. Make
some for me.
Okay. All right. Sounds like we are getting started, so that's good.
And when the weather changed, we was planning on patching this week, but the weather got us a little bit right now, so when the weather clears up, we're going to start patching.
Okay, if you would make sure that Kaiser Avenue is on that list, is that an area that can be patched, or does that need to be paved? Okay, if you'll just let us know if that's something that we need to put on the list for a paving job or not. The quickest fix will be patching, but
we'll get the bad holes and stuff patched right now, and then we'll go back and pay it if it needs it.
Okay, sounds good. All right, questions for Mr. Livingston?
You asked my question.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
I took your question away.
Yes, okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Livingston?
Thank you,
Jim. All right. Thank you. Next is the Lane Group. I do not see Mr. Mullins here. Do we have anything from him?
I spoke to him the other day. We're still looking at July as far as start bidding on the upcoming project. And also, between me and them, we submitted a grant for some money that's coming through the Department of Water. Put in for generators for the Maytown Pump Station, also one off Hamilton Street.
Okay. All right. Any questions that we need to ask Mr. Mullins? Okay, we will move along to Treasurer Clerk Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $2,015.79. The interim accounts payable were $108,527.42. I've included April 14th regular meeting minutes, April 28th workshop meeting minutes, and May 6th special call meeting minutes. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, May the 9th, was $199,102.78. We had $68,501.15 in outstanding checks. That's our total cash, our accounts payable due of $2,015.79, which left a balance of $128,535.84. Since I prepared those reports, I've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $1,120.08. Today's deposit was $4,088.66, for a combined total cash availability of $133,744.58. You have copies of the total cash availability report for all the month of April, as well as May current, and the cash availability comparison report. Recent credit card statements for card services, corporate cards, and WEX Valero gas cards. I've been in touch with Miners Exchange Bank, and as soon as those minutes are approved, she's already preparing to open up the accounts.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I think our auditor said they would be done by the end of the month. That's not what it's the end of this month.
Okay. All right. Questions for Mrs. Sharp? All right, hearing none, we have some items that need to be approved for tonight. We have the April the 14th regular meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the April 14th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the April the 14th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the April 28th, 2025 workshop meeting minutes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the April the 28th, 2025 workshop meeting minutes. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to accept the May 6th, 2025 special call meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to accept the May the 6th, 2025 special call meeting minutes. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now, Mrs. Sharp, you need accounts payable due and interim accounts payable. Is that correct?
Yes.
I make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due, $2,015.79.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $2,015.79. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable of $108,527.42.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $108,527.42. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Mr. Sharp, is that all you need from us?
It is. I forgot to tell you, I put the cash disbursement list in there as well. You don't vote on it, but I put it in there.
Okay, yeah. I saw it in there.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, any other questions for Mrs. Sharp? Okay, we will move along to the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
And all of mine is on the agenda, so I don't have anything extra.
Okay, do we have any questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, hearing none, we will move along to new business A. I think you all going to tag team this, Chief Mullins, at Spearhead Trails, the Marty Shopping Center, Red Light Crossing.
Yes, so I got a call Thursday afternoon, and John Perry with Spearhead Trails advised that he had just had they're having fairly regular meetings with VDOT, and that VDOT had expressed an openness and willingness to grant a permit for a crossing at the railroad or at the Marty Shopping Center intersection so that anyone that used the trails to come up to Food City parking lot on Front Street could use the traffic control device to safely cross the road to go over to Food City Gas and Go, Hardee's, in those areas. Previously, those have been left off because they've been on an island and not able to meet the guidelines. But if the council was willing to approve us moving forward with that as a location, we could apply for the permit and then VDOT would review it. And so, according to John, I've not spoken to VDOT directly, but if the council was willing to adopt that as another location for them to cross, then they would take those minutes and Mr. Williams could prepare that permit, send it to VDOT, and they would review it.
Mr. Sturgill, Mr. Williams, is this something that we need written up in a way for a vote, or can we just take a verbal vote on that and it be specified in the minutes?
I know on the permit itself, it doesn't specify minutes per se. It just have to get town approval and then submit the application to them.
And I would think that would suffice as long as that's what they need from their end.
Okay.
It was short notice, otherwise we would have tried to draft something up a little bit more formal, but that one intersection would be the only thing that would be added on.
Okay. I move that we give Mr. Williams the authority to apply for a permit for a Spearhead Trails crossing at the Marty Shopping Center Red Light from the Food City parking lot across to the Food City Gas and Go in Hardee's area.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, there you go. If you'll work on that permit for us.
Sounds good. And I would just like to add that Mr. Perry has been very helpful and open. He's communicated very well with myself, and I'm not sure how often Mr. Williams has heard from him, but he's been very open to work with us, and he's eager to try to get it on the right track, and I appreciate his effort.
All right, thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is B, the ProSim. I don't know if I pronounced that right or not, but it's the engineering quote for the depot building.
In your packet, I included the quote. This is the first time to come out and actually inspect it, the building here.
And that amount, just to come inspect the building, is that $5,000 amount?
$5,400.
Okay, is this the only structural engineer in the area, or is this just one of them that you reached out to?
I contacted Lane Group, and they said this is the closest one to us.
Okay.
This is one they use a lot, too.
Okay, and then can before our June meeting, can you try to? I know that this is who they recommend, but this is just one quote. Can we attempt, please, to reach out to at least one more, preferably two, structural engineers, just so we can kind of get an idea before we move on?
Okay.
Okay. Is the rest of council good with that suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just leave this on the agenda for that for the June meeting, and we'll discuss it, but hopefully have at least one, possibly two more quotes. Okay, next is the Powerstown Pump Station to replace VFD.
In the packet, you have two quotes. One is from Cannon Pump, the other one is Boggs Municipal. Out of the two quotes, Boggs is the one that is less cost efficient, effective.
Tell me exactly what this is.
This is what runs the pumps in the pump station. Right now we're down one pump. It's the large pump station. We're down one. It's only operating on one pump, and it supplies the brain to tell that pump when not or when to run, and so forth. Jeff may know more.
So
technical terms, and then I'll do it later.
So this is basically the control system for the pump station?
Yeah, because we just got one pump working right now. It's supposed to have two, and that VFP, one of the VFPs has gone out. And before the pumps would switch back and forth, right, then we've got to have that VFP.
So
pump to work.
How long have we had the pump, whatever, that is not working? I mean, how long did it last?
It's been around quite a while.
That has, it's not something that we've replaced recently. Okay, this quote by Buchanan Pump, is there any type of warranty? Because I don't see anything listed on here. I mean, neither one of them say that there's a warranty, but.
Yeah, that's
quite sure.
I would like to reach out to both of these folks to see if there's a type of warranty. I know that we need this sooner rather than later, so Mr. Williams, if you could reach out to them and see if there's any type of warranty, and then reach out to each of council for a consensus due to our next voting meeting being in June, that way we can go ahead and act and get this replaced, whichever one seems the most feasible. But I would like for you to check on the warranty, please.
Yeah, because it happened to be pretty quick because that one pump goes out and then we got that pump.
Is that the pump at the station there at Parristown?
Yeah. We go across the bridge on the right. Yeah.
So if you could try to do this tomorrow, that'd be great, Mr. Williams.
We'll do it.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next item is the ordinance number 2025-003, the ordinance enacting provisions for removal or disposal of trash and clutter, the cutting of grass and weeds. Mr. Sturgill, you have read this to us several times. I'm not going to ask that you read it again. If there's anybody out there that would like a copy of it, you're more than glad to come get my copy. The gist of it, basically, Mr. Sturgill, is we're giving a time frame for them to remove trash and clutter as well as cutting grass and weeds, and this is for vacant and non-vacant places. Is that correct?
It is, and really the major change in this is that originally under town code it dealt with only vacant property. Now it extends to both vacant and occupied property. But because obviously it makes sense that people live there, that clutter is going to accumulate, and so it applies to both. Virginia Code allows it to apply to both and allows us to pass this ordinance.
Okay, do we have any questions for this? Okay, do we have any action from council?
This is already...
We already have one. Yeah. This is just an update that gives us more authority.
This was originally in town code in 1969. There's been some changes to Virginia code that allows it to expand. And so this is just updating to be in compliance with what state law allows us to do.
Will Mr. Williams be the one to enforce the
he would code? Be.
Yes. Any action from council?
I think this is what Mr. Collins had been looking for some time.
Correct. I have a question, and this may not, I guess, in this. This is just says removal or disposal of trash and clutter. This doesn't, as far as like abandoned, burnt down houses, is that something different?
That's something different than through Jimmy McGrath.
Okay.
This is literally if somebody's got couches sitting in their yard, got trash everywhere.
Okay.
This is what this pertains to.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure.
Uncut yards and
stuff. Correct. Uncut grass.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay, I move that we adopt ordinance number 2025-003.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance number 2025-003, which is the ordinance enacting provisions for removal or disposal of trash and clutter, cutting of grass and weeds. Okay, is there any discussion? All right, Mrs. Sharp, you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele. Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Mr. Williams, will you please make sure that this is posted at Town Hall as well as on the town's Facebook page so the public is aware and that they know that this goes into effect immediately?
Yes.
Speaking of, I should have asked this earlier to Chief Mullins, and I apologize that I did not. Will you give us an update on the windows, the window ordinance, how that's shaken out?
It's progressing. It's a little slow because several of the properties, they're not being, there's nobody that's using those on a regular basis, so trying to track down the owners has been a little difficult, but we've had compliance with at least two of those. I spoke with another one today. He was going to Lowe's this evening and was going to try to work on that this evening to get that in compliance. There's still two more that we're struggling to make contact with. And so I'm hoping that we'll make contact with those by the end of this week. But those are just vacant properties. They're vacated properties that most basically being used for storage. And so it's hard to get hold of or to determine who the best key holder is for those.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. The next is old business, a town hall roof.
I just want to bring it to your attention. I know last week I was kind of confused on the numbers and stuff. I ended up getting hold of a attorney with help from Mayor Mooney with the current quote. It does come up to $39,010. And the reason we didn't go with the other one because it did not include the removal. That $39,000. If you went with the 40 even.
The 40 even did not include the removal, right?
Right.
So we are, I'm glad we checked on that.
Yes.
So we are back to where we were, the original quote that we approved has been sent to the new people and they've accepted that and that's what we're going with, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
50 mil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not the platinum or whatever.
Yes, the gold.
The gold.
The gold package.
Yeah, what we originally voted on. So when he came that evening, he only provided enough binders with the quotes for council, so Mr. Williams did not have a copy of it, but I provided that to him.
And also the gentleman at Laferney didn't have that copy either, so he was as confused as I was trying to figure out the numbers.
Okay. The only question I will ask, and Mr. you all can tell me, I know that we got a quote from somebody else for the roof. I don't remember who it was, but we got a quote from another company.
Yes.
Okay. We just need to make sure that since we're using ARPA funds, that we have a copy of all those other quotes.
And I have those other ones.
Okay, in a file in case they were to ask about those.
Good deal.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for clarifying that and getting that taken care of. Did they give a projected date of when they were starting or anything like that?
I emailed them today, gave them everything, and he sent one back saying received.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'll get touch bases with them.
Okay, very good. All right, the next item is budget review, and I noticed that when we came in tonight, we had an updated one, which I did notice that the police department line item that was on the last one for the proposed budget number was a typo, and it looks like that's being corrected.
I double tapped on the our numbers.
Okay.
There's a couple of them actually.
All right. So, did you work with department heads on these numbers?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, if you would just kind of hit the highlights, starting with this right here. And then we'll just go through, I just want a synopsis, and then we'll kind of discuss the utility rates. Yes.
All right. As y'all know, we had to agree to increase our utility rates by 5% to keep in
Okay.
I won't say good gracious, but with VRA, Virginia Resource Authority. With the deposits, it did not increase. It's still 125 in town, 150 out of town. As for new customers, for less than 500 gallons, previously was just the in town was 1903, out town was 2966, but with a 10% increase or 5% increase, 1903 is now 1998, and 2966 is now 3114. For 500 gallons to 200 gallons a minimum. Last year was 2925. This coming year will be 3071. Out of town is 4320. Be increased to 4536. Anything over 2,000 gallons, an additional 879 has been increased to 923. And out of town, 1363 was increased to 1431. The sewer rates, it's still 130% in town, 150% of the water usage out of town. Less than 500 gallons is 2478. In town is now going to be 2602. Out of town was 4448. Out of town now will be 4670. Not say now, I mean as of
right.
Up to 2,000 gallons minimum was 3802 in town, increased to 3992. Out of town is 6430, increased to 6752, and the flat rate of 6085 was increased to 6389 in town. Out of town was 102.59, increased to 107.72.
We explain what the flat rate is. Is that just we've got less?
That is, they didn't have water hookup. They got sewer.
They just got sewer. Okay, so that's basically if we can't get the percentage based on your water usage, this is what you're paying.
Yes.
Okay. You have a typo there for flat rate, by the way, under sewer. Flat.
It's all fake.
So basically, it looks like anywhere from $1 to $3 of an increase. Okay.
The connection fees remain the same from last year, no increases. Do you want me to go over those real quick? Or?
No.
Okay. Refuse, our trash pickup, it's $12 with a 5% increase. And this is up to you guys. It doesn't pertain to what VRA requires us to do. It'll be $12.60, and the reason why I'm suggesting is because of gas prices and everything is increasing as well.
And the fact that we're going to have to buy some more cans.
Yes. Yeah. I got an email from him today saying he will send it to me tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And then with commercial, 1 to 4 cans is 14, it's going to be $14.70 now. And for pick up twice a week, it was $20 to $21 now. And three times a week was $28, and that's gonna be $29.40. Commercial dumpsters was $20 a week. That could be increased to $21. And two times a week could be $30, increased to $31.50. Three times a week is $40, increased to $42. Even with that said, that's the lowest in the county for dumpster pickup.
Right. Miscellaneous fees, did any of those change?
Did not.
Okay. All right. Thank you for going over that. if you'll just, for general fund expenses, just hit some highlights here for us. I haven't had a chance to go over it line by line item, but I do see the salary increases.
Yes, I have a cost of living increase for Virginia is 3%, and that this reflects that 3% across the board for everybody.
So are we sure that that's going to be the percentage? Or is that a guess? Or
it's 3%.
And that goes into effect?
July 1.
Not January? It goes into effect July?
No. It states it's got to be July 1.
Okay.
Didn't Sharon talk to you about this a little bit?
No.
Well, that 3%, she was not for that. Now she said it would, I don't know where she got her figures, but she said 2026 COLA is 2.2% to 2.3%. Does that sound right? I didn't look into it.
When I did a search on it, it came up 3.3%.
Okay, we'll research that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. For now, we'll see how this thing balances. So is that the only increase, or is across the board the cost of living? With the exception of the one employee, is that reflected in here? That you and I discussed. Is that in here? Okay.
I think that changed. If that's what he's talking about.
Sorry. Okay. No further research on that.
That's not.
It's not.
Okay. All right. Okay, so looks like you're cutting your operations budget.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else notable on the front? Okay.
Our insurances, our audit, I should say insurance, our audit and pre-audit fees will be a little bit more than what we were last year. We're going up to $7,333.33.
Okay, question. The professional services accounting. So now are you saying because we're up to date, we're only doing one of those? Is that why? Like last year we proposed 9,000 and this year we're only proposing 4,000 for the professional services. Is that why? Because we should only be paying for one audit?
Yes.
Okay. Is the police department line item for salaries and wages, that amount is only the cost of living increase?
Yes.
And with hopefully a full staff, we feel comfortable with the overtime amount for now?
It will be reduced and more manageable. If you look on the previous one, we're over in the overtime allotment, but we're under in salary.
So it pretty much balances out.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And also a large increase on his is the tech support data processing. That's because of new programs.
Is that because of SOMA?
Yes.
Okay. we gave the fire department additional $1,000, and then their insurance, it looks like, went up a little bit.
It
did. Okay. All right, and we'll go through this more at a budget meeting, which we need to talk about and attempt to set tonight, but I just wanted to hit the highlights for some changes that I saw. There's a major decrease in medical insurance under buildings and grounds. The reason for that. It's like a $12,000 decrease.
If someone that's no longer on the insurance.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, any questions here? So does this, so no questions. All right, so revenues.
Revenues, you'll see some larger increases with the help of Kathy and Chief Mullins. This includes a 5% increase for the, well, not so, not the taxes, but I'm getting ahead of myself. With the taxes right now, we are figuring that last year was 162 and over at 152. Or $152,000, but with the setback set off or tax set offs that we're getting ready to do, I feel that we're going to get back a lot of that money back.
Okay.
And it follows up with the delinquent taxes too.
Okay.
I know we're not showing any bank franchise tax, but we don't receive that till
the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, mill taxes, if you do the math of the $273,000, if you multiply that by 10, that gives me per month, and then go back and multiply it by 12, it's actually a little bit more than that. It's $309,000, I believe it was. And just play it safe to $306,000.
Okay, question. In this fiscal year, what food places have we lost? Barbecue was in this one or last one?
Last one.
And then gas station was.
Gas station
was last one. In the last one.
Thanks.
Okay. So we have net. We in this fiscal year with these numbers, this is pretty accurate. We've not lost any of that we can think of. Can we just verify that to make sure? Okay. Okay. Okay, does this budget have any money going into a reserve account, or is it perfectly balanced?
Just both.
Explain.
We got the, for the money set aside for the accounts that we opened up for RD
But as far as the, and we've got those designated reserve accounts. Is there anything in here for the town, just our own reserve, such as, you
ready
know,
access.
Ready access? Or is it perfectly balanced? We spend what we've got, and there's no reserve. Is that what you're telling me?
There's still.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, typically that's how it's been. I just wanted to make sure that was still the case. Okay.
We've still been able to put into the ready access, even though it wasn't budgeted.
Right, which is what we want. We don't want to budget those line items. Okay. All right. So any questions for revenues? Okay, the last item we have is the personnel document. And the only
one thing we have added to the personnel document is the short long-term disability.
Because that's what we had to go back and pay.
Yes.
Okay. So the cost of living increase is only for hourly?
Yes.
Not salary?
Well, I'm sorry, salary.
It is for salary too? Okay, one, I see an increase down here for not everybody.
The one with minimum wage? Number
Police Department, employee 7.
Oh, I'm in the wrong spot. No, this is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it now. 06 and 96. I thought it was, okay, makes sense. And we have for the Parks and Rec employees. Okay, yeah, minimum wage, $12.41.
And same thing for number 25. It's an open spot, and it's still currently what minimum wage is.
Okay. So on here we have, so Public Works, they have one open position. Is that it?
Yes.
Police Department's full, finally?
Yes.
And Town Hall is full?
Yes.
They're staffed.
Fully staffed according to this document?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll take some more time to study these numbers, but typically we have a Saturday morning workshop just to go over budget, and you do know that I know that you're going to be out of town. I was told by a little birdie. You didn't tell me,
huh?
You didn't tell me, but a little birdie told me.
I was hoping she would, because that's the reason I told her.
So I know you're going to be out of town. I'm going to be gone the last full week of June on vacation, and I know that this is something that needs to be adopted before June the 30th. So, and I know we still will have some changes, but when would we like to get together on a Saturday and go through?
This weekend here, I'm busy with graduation.
Yeah, I was about to say this weekend's out because of graduation.
Anytime after that, I'm pretty open.
And I will say, guys, we typically do a Saturday, but if it's after May the 23rd, I'll leave.
Well,
I'll leave work. You all will be gone when?
28th.
You all are leaving the 28th?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if possible, I'd like to advertise by the end of May.
Getting brave.
I got that much faith in y'all.
Okay, Memorial Day is on the 26th, so you all don't have anything there. Speaking of, we need to talk about when we want to do. I our meeting. You're leaving the 28th?
And we won't be back. I'm going to guess the 9th of June.
So it looks like, what about the 27th? Tuesday the 27th. What time would you all like to have the budget meeting on the 27th?
That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Are you in class or class?
No.
Are you working?
I mean, I'm working, but I won't have kids in the building. I don't have a principal's meeting, but I think it's the 28th, which is also the first day of summer school, so I'm not sure how that's going to work. Nope, the 29th is the principal's meeting. So the 28th I can, or the 27th, that Tuesday. That's before you all leave, so if we can.
Want to try for noon?
And I would like for us to do it in your, I know it's yes. Crazy, but I would like for us to do it in your office, because the one time we had the meeting in your office, you could change it right there, and we could see everything, and Kathy, we ran Kathy back and forth asking what's this, what's, it was just way more convenient to do it.
Yeah.
So, the 27th,
I don't have anything, so.
On, at noon?
I can't answer for Sharon, it's hard to say what she does.
Well,
but we'll just work around it.
Typically, school, I doubt they'll be during the day, because
you're talking about
because other, schools will still be probably maybe in school, so hopefully it won't, there'll be nothing during the day. So with that being said, I would like to cancel the workshop meeting for
the
26/27th, which would be typically be when we meet in that evening. And let's just do one budget workshop meeting on May the 27th at noon at Town Hall. That sound good for everybody?
Yep.
Okay. All right. If you've got, I'd encourage everybody to go ahead and be going through the budget and bring all your questions. That usually helps make things go a whole lot smoother if we've taken care of it that way. All right. Any questions in regards to the budget? Okay, Mr. Steele, if you'll make sure that Mrs. Steele gets the up-to-date budget with today's date in the top left-hand corner for her to review for her questions. Okay, do we have a reason to go into closed session?
Yes.
Okay, under?
Personnel and legal.
Okay, at this time, I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. And that's in form of the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are in closed session.